Tonight, a must-see goodbye. This evening, 60 Minutes devotes its entire hour in tribute to the hard-nosed interviewer who put the show on the map, Mike Wallace, who died last Sunday at age 93. TV Guide entertainment editor Matt Rausch joins us now. And Matt, with the wealth of work Mike Wallace left behind, it's going to be really interesting to see how 60 Minutes pares it down to just 1 hour.
Oh, no doubt. And a lot of people were very surprised last Sunday, too, when they watched it, because it came on right after the Masters finished, and there wasn't more of a tribute to him that night. I think that because it was Easter Sunday and because lots of people were otherwise distracted on that particular weekend, that they wanted to give it more time for more people to be able to come to this tribute and this memorial to him. So I think that it actually made some sense to delay the actual episode honoring him for a week. And, yeah, it's going to be something to see because, you know, he did define the show in many regards. And you think about it, I mean, it's incredible to think how many years 60 Minutes stayed in the top 10, sometimes the number one show on TV during a time when lots and lots and lots more people were watching network TV. It was a powerhouse, and a lot of that had to do with his style. People wanted to see who his next target would be, how he would take them down, his aggressive style, take no prisoners, and even when he was doing a celebrity interview, sometimes he'd really go right after them to make sure they weren't pussyfooting around the truth of themselves. So no, he was a very electrifying figure in television, had lots of ups and downs in his career, battled depression. I would imagine that if they give us a bit of the human side as well as the professional side tonight, we'll be in for a really, really good show.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Matt, that this comes just months after the death of another legend on 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney. I mean, it's almost like the passing of an old guard for this show.
Well, it is. And, you know, the show is still, you know, a powerful part of CBS's lineup. It skews, you know, older than, you know, everything's about demographics nowadays, but the show is still a very important series. There's no other news magazine that can touch it in terms of the impact of when they actually get a newsmaker on the show and when they tackle an actual issue, sometimes can actually see justice get done through their programs, and when they go for a story like that, it doesn't have that kind of icky true crime aspect you get on Dateline and other shows. It still is the class act of its type of television.
Let's shift gears kind of 180 degrees here, yeah. Talking about 60 Minutes skewing a little older. Tonight, elsewhere on the dial, a lot of buzz surrounding a show that skews pretty young. Talk a little bit about Girls.
Yeah, Girls on HBO. If you look at it on paper, it sounds like it's another Sex and the City. It's about four young women in New York, here more like Brooklyn, and they're sort of like going about their escapades, often which are sexual. There is sex, there is a city, but Girls is really like the flip side of Sex and the City. These are 20-somethings who don't have a lot of cash. They're not living a fabulous life. When they have an intimate encounter with somebody, it tends to be awkward and sometimes even ugly. These girls don't know who they are, and this is all coming from the brain of this young woman, a really, really spectacular talent by the name of Lena Dunham. She did an independent film a while back that I didn't even see, but she is the author, she is the director, she is the star of this show. She is sort of like a female Woody Allen of sorts, and she's just as self-deprecating about herself. Her body is not perfect, and neither are her friends, but it is raw and raunchy and very suitable for HBO, and I think it's going to be one of those kind of zeitgeist shows. A lot of people are going to be able to see themselves in these young women's misadventures, and it's very honest. And it's not always easy to watch. It is funny, but it's not a conventional comedy. And I think it's a really comeback for HBO, which I think has floundered in the comedy arena for quite a while now. So it's a pretty good show.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Thanks, as always, Matt. Good talking to you.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.